90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome to Live and Local, a show featuring live songs from local musicians. The Blaster Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience, is sponsoring this episode, and local band M'Lady has joined me tonight. They'll start off the live set with their song IDKY. Coming up now is Bad For Me by local band M'Lady, only here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Thank you.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been specializing in the art of recording since 1994. We just heard IDKY and Bad For Me by M'Lady. They're a local band whose debut album came out this April. Its emotionally charged lyrics and delicate acoustics make it stand out in the Denver music scene. That being said, I'm happy to be joined in the studio with all four members of M'Lady. So let's do some intros real quick. We can start with Sydney. You're on the drums.
How's it going? Good.
And then we have Ian on the bass.
How's it going?
Pretty decent. And then we have Austin on the guitar and backup vocals.
Good evening.
And then we have Hannah on main vocals and guitar.
Hello.
Yay. Thanks for coming. And Austin and Hannah, you guys met in high school, right?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Yes, we did.
Exciting. And you guys are married, right?
Yeah, we are.
Good job. Good chemistry already. And then how did you guys meet Ian and Sydney?
We moved to Denver like 3 years ago, and we were both teaching. Austin still teaches, but
teaches music.
Teaches a choir class, but he's a special education teacher.
Oh, nice.
I was doing that too. I was like very exhausted from it, though. Maybe it wasn't the perfect job for me.
Right.
So we didn't really play out at all for like the first year we were here. It was really down in the dumps, and we finally like. I ended up quitting my job, and I was like, we got to do some music stuff. Mm. And we showed up at, Ian was hosting an open mic in Aurora, and I did an original song, Make Up Your Mind, that we'll do later. And yeah, Ian like liked it, and it was the first time I'd really talked to someone who was like excited about something that I wrote.
Nice.
And it just like, we were like, yeah, let's do it. Let's be M'Lady.
Awesome.
So we started out just as a duo, and then we added Ian, and we knew we wanted a drummer. Ian knew Sydney, and now we're a family. It's
Yay.
Great.
I loved that song. I would just
really?
Like to point out.
You
I didn't just like it. I loved it.
Clearly. I mean, you made a band out of it because of that one song. Awesome. Do you remember any first impressions of the band? Were there any, did you guys just all immediately like get along? Well, that seems like how it went down.
Kinda.
Oh.
Unless there are secrets.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, this is the first time we've brought it to the table, so.
Yeah.
No, I think that I was kind of the last to join everything. So, of course, you got the married couple. They obviously like each other.
Right.
But Ian said nothing but good things about them. So I heard the single that they all recorded together that we'll play later and loved the chemistry already there. But then meeting everybody, it really just clicked. We got together for one rehearsal, and it was kind of just love at first sight, if you will. So it's been great ever since.
Yeah, I know, Ian, you have like solo music too. And I don't know, the way you guys write music, it just seems like it would blend together. So this just seems like a very natural fit. Because I know you guys are very good at like channeling your emotions, you know?
Thank you.
And very emotional music. And I wanted to talk about 5 a.m. hymn a little bit. I know you're not playing it today, but Hannah, you wrote that. I know there was like an interesting complex of emotions going on with that song.
Definitely.
You want to talk about that a little
bit? So I'm a pastor's kid, and I mean, I love my family and I love how I grew up. It was just hard, I guess, like being in, not that church was hard, but being a pastor's kid was hard. But at the same time, like, hymns, just like growing up in the church, that style of music feels very comforting. Like, I always relate it to like a folk song, where a good one, you feel like you've already heard it. Like, there's just this familiarity to it. And I love that. So I wanted to write a song like in a hymn like style.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of just about not being able to sleep, having anxiety, and like questioning faith and questioning everything. And
I'm assuming you wrote it at 5 a.m.
I really did. Yeah. I like really have a hard time sleeping. And when I didn't have a job, it was really bad.
Yeah.
So I'd be like staying up all night. And it's so beautiful. Like the sunrise is beautiful, but it's kind of like, wow, I'm so happy that I'm up to see this. It's gorgeous. But also like, wow, it sucks. I'm
that
awake and like, what's wrong with me?
I know. I was going to say, it's such a beautiful song to come out of a place of like frustration. Because I know it's
it
like really annoying to not be able to sleep.
It's one of the most frustrating things in the world when you don't want it.
Because you
want to
sleep, but you're like the one person preventing yourself from sleeping.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
but
you know what
so
to do to make it go away, but you can't tell yourself to just stop thinking about stuff.
Yeah. I love how like those emotions like collided, like frustration, but you made it like into a beautiful thing. That was cool.
Thank you so much.
And then also, Ian, I know this is like, these are random question, sorry about that, but I know you did like a rendition of Eye of the Tiger.
I did.
And it was like an indie version, and normally that song is like pump it up, you know, really hyped, but you made it into like a heartfelt like indie song. So I was just like noticing the differences between you guys. Like, you're very good at like channeling emotions into something. How did you come up with the idea to do that song?
Oh man, this is so Rocky's my favorite movie.
I love
Austin
it's
and
the
I
only
have
thing
this.
We really have in common movie wise
anything in common other than that. No, and so Rocky's my favorite movie, and I was like, man, it would be really cool to do a cover, but you can't actually cover it like the original version.
Right.
It's just tacky.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's any less tacky that I chose to go through with it.
I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
your version, the indie version.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah.
So yeah, it was just one of those things.
Nice. And so you, Ian and Sydney, you guys are like new additions to the band. And I know Hannah writes a lot of the music, but Ian, you also have experience of writing music. Is it still Hannah the one who like writes all the music, or do you guys all collaborate in that?
Milady's kind of like, I guess, like we used to always just play like as Hannah and Austin, and then I wrote so many songs, like it became really important to me, I guess, to like, it made me feel a lot better about like stuff going on if I'd write about it. So we had all this stuff, and that's kind of why we were like, we'll start Milady, and it'll just kind of be an outlet for all of that. Mm-hmm. So it's been all me, but like they turn into just completely different animals when like bringing in the band, just,
right?
You know, from how I wrote it. So I think everybody has their part in writing the band's version of the
true.
Song.
Yeah, because you guys are all bands, so obviously work all together. Nice.
It's pretty cool to be able to be in a band with one of your favorite songwriters.
That's so
anyway,
nice.
So
yeah. So you're just like, I'll let her take the reins on this because she's doing
it's
great.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of learning how to, it's like a really vulnerable thing to songwrite with somebody else. I badly want to do it. I'm just like working on getting to a place where that's like easy for me.
I guess that makes sense because like you're writing about really personal things. So it's hard to like intertwine the personal feelings between two people, I guess.
Yeah, in a way. And I just like, I don't know. It's just such a hard thing to put yourself out there with somebody else before it's like a finished thing.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, you know. And you guys are a pretty new band, right? Your debut album came out this year,
which is crazy. Yeah, we played our first show together this
November?
January.
Oh, nice.
And we started practicing in November, so it's been like a
few months.
Less than a year, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. You don't even have a one-year reunion yet.
Not quite.
But you guys are amazing. Awesome. I'm so excited to see how you guys progress with your music, because like, this is a great first EP. I don't know.
Thank
it's just
you
really
so
awesome.
Much.
Yeah. Speaking of music, we should get back to it.
Right. Yeah.
Why not?
Coming up now is You'll Be Happy by Milady.
I'm a little bit awkward, but I'm trying. You're a little bit anxious, but it's fine. I left a mark on your so sorry. I wanted proof for tomorrow when you weren't mine. Someday you'll get the life you deserve, and you'll be happy. You'll be happy without me. Be happy, just be happy, you'll be happy.
Coming up now is Pressure by Milady, only here on 90.5 KCSU, Fort Collins. KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room. Visit theblastingroom.com for more information on their recording, mixing, and mastering services. We just heard two songs by Milady. The first was You'll Be Happy. The second was Pressure. And Milady, I should have asked this earlier, but is there like an interesting story behind how you got that name?
Definitely.
Really? I'm glad, because sometimes there's not, you know?
Who wants it, man?
I'm intrigued now.
Well, I want the story.
Well, we were just always, we'd always make fun of it. Like, we'd say it just for fun all the time. Yeah. M'lady, you know, like open the door proper, for each other. Yeah, it's good times. And so then when I had so many songs, it was like, oh, the lady of the band. It's all, that's what I kind of thought of it in a way. But mostly, I just liked it.
Yeah.
And it felt like an inside joke, which felt
so it came from like an awkward place.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I feel awkward saying it because I feel like I'm calling you guys m'lady and you're not my lady. You're your own people.
We could be though.
You could be. I guess you'll have us. I'll have you. Sure.
It's like we started it ironically, then it got serious, and I don't know where we are.
And now it's super serious. Now we own it.
You don't know where we are. Yeah, we're in a basement. There's no windows.
I'm a strong independent m'lady.
Tell him. Nice. And the song you just played, Pressure, that's like an older song before Ian and Sydney were part of the band,
a
right?
A newer one, actually.
Oh, a newer one.
Wrote it a few months ago. We're actually going to record with The Blasting Room in the second week of September? Couple
Ooh,
weeks.
Next
week and a half.
Next weekend.
Yeah, so that's one of the songs we're going to do. So a bunch of new stuff. We're super excited about it. Sorry.
Nice. They recorded this EP as well.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I think I read that. Awesome. Yeah, they're lovely supporters of the show, so we like them. And also the Pokemon theme song, that you guys covered that, right?
That's all Hannah.
When I used to live in Chicago, I don't know, just I got really into Pokemon again. Mm. I mean, not even Pokemon Go. These two are our trainers.
Ian and Sydney.
Yes.
Yeah, they. My mom also.
We're
not
best friends with her
me.
Mom on the game.
Really?
Yeah, my mom is super into.
She's a legend.
It. She's like expert level, but. Yeah, I just have always loved the song.
Oh, just the song?
Yeah, I mean, and the show as well.
Yeah.
And the game.
It was one of those, like, that was something that Hannah never did for really anyone to hear. I used to have this night class, and she would just kick it at the place. And I'd come home to that one, another cover, like, one of them done just on her phone with, like,
I don't know. It was, it's just fun to do.
36
and
harmony tracks.
It's fun on GarageBand to just, like, add a bunch of stuff and...
Yeah, so you liked it for its musical quality. I wasn't sure if you were like obsessed with the game or if you just
no,
like
well, when
the
I
song.
Was little, I totally was. And now it's making a reappearance in my life.
Just in everyone's
for
life,
fun
honestly.
And nostalgia. Yeah. And
true.
These two trainers.
I was
going to
ask, I was going to ask who's the best out of the group. I don't even know if you can be good at Pokemon. I don't really
we
know
don't
what it
really
is.
Know.
I'd say me.
No, it's definitely me.
I'm going to remove myself.
They have three Pokemon
that.
Right now.
Nice.
Yeah, you can speak. Go for it. Yeah, it's you.
Charizard, Absol, Lugia.
Ian's winning this one.
Mewtwo, Ho-Oh.
Some of those are new. I'm talking original 101.
Oh, okay. Clefairy, Geodude, Graveler, Gollum. Right.
Side
Gravel.
Question.
This is just name dropping now.
I was just going to say, my follow-up question was, who's the most competitive of the group? And I feel like it's Ian.
You already saw that.
Yeah. Okay, Ian. Yeah. Ian's the most competitive. In general or just in Pokemon?
Oh, in general.
In general.
Yeah.
That's why we let him kind of be our manager, too, because he competes for our spots to, play.
Oh, right. Nice.
That
I mean, that's
be
good
true.
Quality.
Oh.
That's a good quality for a manager.
That just kind of dawned on me. No, don't hire that band. Hire us.
True.
It is good. It's a good thing.
Well, I was, I noticed like your sound with the music, it's kind of like serious and sad and it's very emotional. But I was like browsing your Instagram and it's just a totally different vibe over there. Like you guys really have like a good time with like memes and like jokes and stuff.
Thank you.
That's all
you
Austin.
Try.
That is all Austin.
I do a lot of...
Oh, that's Austin? Nice.
No, and Hannah just went up today with some silly
some
stuff.
Average content, but I feel like the thing with Instagram, I don't even really have personal social media that much that I use anymore, but I know you just got to keep putting stuff out there, so we just do it, and sometimes it's weird.
It is weird, but I appreciate it.
Thank you. All the dog stuff, anything you see that's hand-drawn is Hannah.
Nice.
Like all the,
you're an artiste.
Very much so.
Except for the other art that was done by other people.
Oh yeah,
that we post.
So some of that
mostly
too.
It's other people.
Oh, okay.
Didn't your sister do a sticker or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a a lot of people.
My friend from middle school drew our album cover, so.
Oh yeah, because your album cover is drawn. Did you draw that, or someone else?
No,
drew that?
So one of my friends from middle school. I really like his art. I don't know. It's really kind of kooky and cartoony, and he helped us come up with this idea of like kind of a parody of American Gothic, that picture with the pitchfork. So.
True.
I don't know. It was just fun.
Nice. Yeah. I just thought it was interesting how upbeat and friendly, or I don't know, not friendly, but like, I don't know, like
we're
happy.
Not
definitely
enough.
Not friendly.
I just have a dance about when I'm like writing songs and then I can be happy the rest of the time.
Yeah, nice.
It's not healthy.
I know. I feel like that is healthy, that you're not sad all the time.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. I'm glad. That was my point of this. I'm glad you guys aren't sad all the time.
We try.
Nice. Anyways, do you guys want to get back to the music again? Does that sound good to everyone?
Let's do it.
This will be the last song of the night and it's called Make Up Your Mind by local band m'lady.
Mm-hmm.
not the top of the world. Other times I've crashed and died. Make up your mind, make up your mind. One word and my heart is heavy, cheeks confetti.
KCSU Fort Collins, welcome back to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been bringing recording services to Fort Collins since 1994. We just heard Make Up Your Mind by M'Lady, and thank you guys for playing all that music. That was really fun having you.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah.
No problem. Yeah, and do you guys have any other projects or like shows or anything you want to let the Fort Collins community know about?
Yeah. October 25th, ooh. Friday, M'Lady, Lion's Lair.
Love that voice.
Thank you.
That's a great radio voice.
It's my radio voice.
No, that was great. Have you been practicing? That was amazing.
We're headlining that one.
Went into that. Hey. Yeah. We're super excited. We're trying to sell the place out. So nice. Help us.
Yeah, come on you guys
out.
Should come.
Lion's Lair, what time do doors open?
Ooh.
Sometime in the evening.
Don't look at me for this.
Probably definitely. 7 or 8, but.
Come on.
7 or 8, Stan.
Don't quote us. We'll post about it on Instagram.
We'll guest list you. How about that?
Yay.
You decide to come down.
Nice. Well, it's on record too.
Hey.
So
hey, well, that's exciting, and that's Lion's Lair. That's in Denver, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm awesome. Do you have anything else? Is there any new music on the horizon that we can expect?
Yes,
you
definitely.
Are going to be recording.
Mm-hmm. We're recording, I think, 4 songs next week and a half from now, and then we're hopefully going to have a second installment to kind of like fill out a full release.
But ooh, exciting!
There'll be singles out soon, and we're super excited to share them with people who listen.
Yay! I'm excited too.
Yay.